All right. Call this meeting to order. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this, the January regular meeting of the Chippewa Local Schools Board of Education. We will begin with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led this evening by our CIS Students of the Month. Whenever you're ready.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Hammond, whenever you're ready, would you call the roll?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Present.
Mrs. Fan?
Present.
Mr. Gullib?
Present.
Mr. Hershberger?
Here.
Mr. Stratt?
Here.
Thank you.
We need a motion to approve the minutes from the December 2022 regular meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Fan makes the motion. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second by Shafrath. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Thank you.
We will now move into our student and staff recognition.
Not sure who my first principal is down there. There we go.
Parents, thank you so much for coming tonight. We are very grateful that you are here. Our CIS Students of the Month, we ask the teachers to look for our students who are positive role models, who are hardworking, and show kindness every day. So I'm very proud to introduce our January Students of the Month. We have Riley Duzik. Riley is a quiet leader in this room. She works hard each day to do her best and is always kind to all students and staff members. Way to go, Riley. We also have Jet Johnson. Jet brings a great deal of positive energy to the classroom. He is an active participant and hard worker each and every day. Drives to work to his highest potential and leads by example. Keep up the great work, Jet. In fourth grade, we have Addison Pop. Addison works hard in school and is a good listener. She is a conscientious student and always has a smile on her face. Great job, Addison. We also have Thad Steiner. He's not here tonight, but Thad is a hardworking student, is always doing his best work. He participates in class and is a good friend to everyone. In fifth grade, we have Gemma Bratcher. Oh, thank you. Gemma puts forth her best effort each day in class. Her kindness towards others is evident, as is her determination to do well in class. Keep up the great work, Gemma. We also have Eric Zhang to have in class. He comes to class every day prepared and with a smile. He is kind to his classmates and respectful to his teachers. The fifth grade team recognizes and appreciates the effort that he puts forth every day. And in sixth grade, we have Emma Kirkhart. Emma is always such a kind girl. She works incredibly hard and participates often. Great friend to others. Good job, Emma. And our last student of the month at CIS is not here. His name is Cruz, Cruz Wirtz. Cruz is a very nice boy and is kind to those around him. He works hard and always completes his work. He also works great when in a group. Thank you.
All right, to introduce our kindergartners, I have Remington Archer. Remington is an outstanding, willing to help students and teachers at all the time. Remington has grown by leaps and bounds in math and reading. He finishes all his, never gives up. He has a great sense of humor and is always smiling or singing. It is a pleasure to have Remington in class. Charlotte Harvey. She's a wonderful student. She is very kind, caring, and sharing. She helps others with their work. If they don't understand the directions, Charlotte works hard and has learned. She has many friends. She's willing to try great things, new things. Great job, Charlotte. First grader, Lucas Goddard. Lucas works hard every day to keep growing and learning. He is a very kind student and is always willing to help anyone who needs it. He is always ready to learn and comes in every smile on his face. He takes great pride in doing his best work and is a positive role model to his peers. Sebastian Ramey. Sebastian is a wonderful role model in his class. He is hardworking on his classwork. He is always willing to help his classmates and teacher. He has a positive attitude and he brings a joy to those around him. He has many friends and is well regarded by his teachers. Keep up the great work, Sebastian. Second grade, Claire Witham. Claire is a kind child whose compassionate and quiet demeanor light for others in her class. Daily, she makes good choices and is always willing to help others. She works diligently and stays on task until her work is complete. When completing an assignment earlier than her peers, she knows her options and uses her time wisely. So, clearly, she is a high-quality student, but she is even more importantly an outstanding human with high-quality standard self. I have no doubt that Claire will succeed in whatever she chooses to do, given her work ethic and her delightful personality. Sydney Clausen. Sydney is a respectful, hardworking student. She is kind to her classmates and is a true leader in her classroom. She exceeds expectations with the quality of her work. She always has a positive attitude with a smile on her face.
Here at the junior senior high school, we have students of the month. None of them were able to show up tonight. But for seventh grade, we have Gavin Ernest. Eighth grade is Haley Sheline. Ninth grade is Tyler Summers. 10th grade is Callie Miller, 11th grade is Grace Rue, and 12th grade is Haley Parker.
First of all, January is Board Recognition Month, so one, I'd like to thank you for all the hard work that you do and the time and commitment that you have to the school district and for this community. Nobody really understands what a board member does, but it is a lot of work. There is time, a lot of process and procedure that we go through that we keep our focus on these kids, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for the job that you've done, and I really appreciate working with you. In front of you, you should have a sticker. We just recently received these things, and we'll be giving these out to new families that come in, that move into the community to have school-age kids. They will get a sticker. They will also get that postcard that you have there in front of you with information to our to the Parent Teachers Organization, our Facebook page, and on that postcard, and there are certificates on behalf of the Ohio School Boards Association there in front of you. So thank you for all the time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the kind words.
Yes.
Now, moving on to my needle mover. It's been a unique time.
to be a superintendent. The focus shifted on March 13th. I sent out a message that we would be closing schools. We are entering into a pandemic. No one could predict the future, and we were unsure when we were going to return to school. Schools moved at uncharted times. We had directions coming from the CDC, health departments as to what we should be doing, how we should be doing, but nobody really knew for sure. Our needle mover tonight was the first person in the district that was called upon and come to work because her job was to feed everybody during a pandemic. Chrissy Shafrath designed a plan for our students and our families as our food service director, facilitated the plan, and provided meals and made adjustments almost weekly to ensure that all of our kids and families had the meals that they deserved and needed. Chrissy Shafrath is our needle mover for our district, or probably more importantly, she's for our community. She's a tremendous needle mover. Thank you, Chrissy. Woo!
Congratulations. Move into consider approval of donations. We have one donation from Anonymous, $1,000 in cash to food service. For a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion by Finn. Is there a second?
Yep.
Second by Shafrath. Are there any questions, comments, or discussions? Hearing none.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Osborne has informed me we have no one listed for public participation, so we will move into treasurer's updates and agenda items. Mr. Hammond?
Thank you, sir. First, last week I received a certificate from the state of Ohio for outstanding achievement in open and transparent government. And this is for the one school year, and typically I wouldn't bring these things to you, but there's so much of that that's reported by my two staff members, Becky Cargill and Marilyn Rorick, and I think this represents a lot of the effort that they put in over the last year and a half to get us to finalize that fiscal year 21, and I do thank them, but I was very pleased with this. I will get aside. Banking relations. I'm making an assumption that you all know that PNC is moving out of Doylestown. With that, because we do so many school deposits, I am looking into other alternatives. I've engaged in some relations right now with US Bank. They are in. Makes it much more convenient to make those daily deposits. Just closed out our calendar year end as opposed to our fiscal year end. For my department, that means a lot of financial reporting to the state and to the federal government, W-2s, 1099s, quarterly reporting. We are on track to have all of that done here in the next couple weeks. Finally, as far as comments go, Ray and Associates is doing our fiscal year 22 audit. It appears that we will be on track to get that finalized by the end of February or March at the latest, as opposed to 18 months later. I have two action items on my agenda for tonight. The first one is what we call the tax budget. It is required by the state, and it's a our anticipated revenue and expenses for fiscal year 24. On your agenda, it says fiscal year 23. That should say fiscal year 24. So I'm looking for approval tonight for that. I will be submitting that to the county auditor. And then there's also item B, the recommendation to follow the capital projects financial reserves that we talked about last month. Without reading the resolution, basically what I'm requesting is approval to set up the 07 fund and then also to fund it in the next short term with about $300,000 to start covering some of those major ongoing expenses that we have. Our buildings are out. Roofs need replaced. Parking lots need replaced. Tennis courts create overtime. And all those things cost a lot of money. And if we can start setting aside a reserve, it will help us to minimize what we have to touch into our general fund on an annual basis, skewing the way we look at our expenses and how to budget for those. So those are my action items for tonight.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Make a motion.
Hershberger, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fenton. Are there any comments or discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gold?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll now move into superintendent's agenda. Mr. Osborne?
Okay. I have quite a few here to handle tonight. I'm asking for your consideration to approve the hiring of Yamil Smith as a temporary guidance counselor substitute. She'd be starting sometime after January 17th. That exact date I will work out with the high school principal and the guidance counselors to get her acclimated to the process, and then through March 31st of 2023. We're making an assumption when Mrs. Behrens will be returning from her pregnancy leave, so I did leave a couple extra days in there by the superintendent.
All right, is there a motion?
So.
Motion by Fenn, is there a second?
Yeah.
Second by Shafrath. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Schaff?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes. Motion carries.
Asking to approve the hiring of David Macero, maintenance. He's a step zero. He actually started last week, 3rd, 2023. He moved to a step one at the commencement of the 23-24 contract year, further OPC contract.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn, is there a second?
Yep.
Second by Shafrath. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes. Motion carries.
Recommending Mike Bowley, athletic director at the junior senior high school, for a 2-year contract beginning August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2025. He'd be starting at step two of the administrative pay scale, which is $74.92.43.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Is there any questions, comments, or discussion?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes. Motion carries.
It's item D.
I see D. I see C written there. All right, no problem. Recommending Matt Rodriguez, principal of the junior senior, for a 3-year contract effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2026, starting step number 13 at a salary of $106,856.43.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by DeAngelis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fenn. Is there any questions, comments, or discussion?
Hearing. Was that changed from the draft? I could have swore it was a little.
Yeah, on the draft, there was a base salary. Mr. Hammond had us put in all of the pieces that come with it, the extended days that came with that. So on the draft, we had the base salary, so it was a change.
Gotcha.
Anything else? Hearing none.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fentz?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries.
Asking for approval of Robert Marshall as assistant principal of the junior-senior high school, a three-year contract of August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2026, starting at step four, $79,743.25.
Is there a motion?
So yeah. Moved.
I'm going to give that one to Ms. Raff. Second by DeAngelis. Is there any questions, comments, or discussion?
Ms. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. And carries.
Recommend approval of Caitlin Schrock, Director of Student Services, for a three-year contract effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2026, starting at step five, $76,514.01.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
DeAngelis moves. Is there any?
Yeah.
Mr. Shafrath? Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries.
Asking for approval of Casey Starr, school psychologist, for a three-year contract effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2026, starting at step seven, $66,005.
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
By DeAngelis. Is there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries.
Recommending Jamie Zollinger, principal of Chippewa Intermediate School, for a three-year contract effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2020, starting at step five, $84,586.81.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Chef?
Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries.
I am recommending Angela Diant for an extension current contract. She has a year left on that. That would bring her in line with the other principals. It's a two-year extension. It would be effective August 1st, 2024, and run through July 31st, 2026, and that would be starting her at step five, $76,514.21.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second? Give that one to Shafrath. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries.
I'm recommending Rebecca Cargill, treasurer assistant. She handles payroll for a three-year contract effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 26, starting at step nine of the non-certified administrative scale.
Make a motion.
Motion by Hershberg.
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries.
Recommending the purchase of a pickup truck to the Serpentini Auto Group out of Oroville, per the High Code 3313.172, which just allows us to purchase the pickup truck directly through the dealer to a bid. But I did solicit four different bids on trucks, and I thought the Serpentini truck, working through our transportation department, was our best deal. It does include a tow package, and it does include a plow package. Boy, I have a rough time tonight. On the truck, and it does have two rows of seats, four door. It's a $50,284. That is an outfit.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Yep.
Second by Shafrath. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion?
I just want to double check. It does have a plow kit.
Yes.
And it does have a
tow package.
Tow package. Okay, it does. Thank you. So is this
the
new?
The trailer we got for the band will be going to this instead of our true maintenance truck.
Okay, that's going for. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Hearing none.
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Gold?
Motion carries. Okay, we will now move into the superintendent's consent agenda. Items under the consent agenda are considered routine and will be enacted under one motion. Mr. Osborne, do you have anything you would like to highlight on here?
The Ohio School Council is a purchasing co-op that we've been a member of in the past. That is letter H down there. That they do have bylaws that from time to time would change. They do have, and they have a, they have to have a, let me see. Jiminy Christmas, my mind has left me. Out of the voting members, each school has a voting member, and they must have official number of votes before anything could pass, and I vote on that. Why is my mind completely gone?
We're in public session. I'm not allowed to.
They're like, yes, I want to say caucus, but I know that's not it. But in other words, I do vote. We do get our, if there's any change in bylaws, I have a vote on them. If for any reason they would have a bylaw that would change anything that I don't think the district should be part of, we would pull our membership. So I am a voting member of the Ohio Schools Council. If the board remembers, first year here, we had no food service director. We contracted with Ohio School Council for a food service K cook. And we contracted with her before we hired Chrissy Shafrath. So they do provide us, and we've continued to use them. They help us with our school safety plans right now. So we use them all the time. But I am a voting member, and if any of the bylaws would change, we would abide by the bylaws, but I do get a chance to vote on those.
And to piggyback that, the consortium allows them to go out and do a lot of bidding that minimizes things that we need to do, number one, but also it gets us a better economy of scale.
Yeah. School buses being one, as Ohio School Council won the bids. Yep. All right, and the only one, I want to bring to your recognition is B. We approve an open enrollment policy every year, part of our board policy, JECBD. Registration for new students begins April 1st, 2023. Open enrollment ends June 30th, 2023. Now, if a class is too big, I may close it prior to that. I only have 4 second grade teachers. I cannot go over what the amount can be in the classroom for those teachers. And we have to keep spots in case kids, you know, move into the district. So there are reasons why I could close it prior to, but if somebody asks for open enrollment later in the year, it's closed. There is no open enrollment. You have in which you live in. I know that case has come up quite a bit. Kids will move in the middle of the year, parents will move in the middle of the year and want to take their kids. Enrollment is closed. And so there are some factors that a student may stay, but for the most part, they have to go to the district that they live in. And they have to, and if we close a class, they cannot jump in line in front of anybody else. It's a first serve basis. So they just want to make sure everybody understands that open enrollment piece. But those dates are on there. They will be public, and so everybody will know when they are. And current open enrollment students are notified directly by their principals, and their parents are notified through final forms about the dates. That's all that I have, sir.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes. Motion carried. All right, next we will move into board discussion. There is one item, item A. I asked for this to be on the agenda, so last year, rest of everyone's mind, in March, the board attended OSBA training session through the Ohio School Board Association. I believe it was essentially School Board Governance 101, something, your essentially your baseline training. Helpful, you know, particularly as a new member, and I know they have other options available. I believe one that was kind of kicked around last year is legal and ethical obligations of board members, if I'm remembering correctly. So I just wanted to bring that attention to the board, see if there's any desire to do another training session this year, maybe even two. The way I kind of look at it is we do one in March or somewhere in the springtime, and we also have the Capitol Conference every year in November. It's kind of our two big professional opportunities. We could if it worked for everyone, if there was a willingness, we could do another training session in the summer. I know everyone's busy, vacation, their own schedules, but just want to see what kind of interest there was in that.
I always find them helpful, so I'm always on board.
Okay.
When they come in, there's always something new or something else going on that it's always helpful to have that insight.
Yeah.
And the law is changing.
Oh, yes.
So, and since we, you know, our policies go by Ohio Revised Code, sometimes it's nice to know some of those changes on the legal side.
I'm for it.
Okay. So, just throw out, if you start working, Ms. Finn, I know you worked on this last year with Terry Morgan. I can help you if needed, but thinking sometime in March, just kind of the same time last year, would work out, reach out to everyone's schedule, see what works. That's the plan. Yep.
Just keep in mind that we are reviewing and updating board policy starting up in February. And it's an intensive work. We're contracted for with board policy. Mm-hmm. So we may have some embedded training
that's
happening
also true.
As we go with that also, because we'll be handling, not only as we update the board policy, we could be touching upon the same things that we're looking for some update, just to keep that in mind.
Yeah, a little overlap's okay though, too, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So work together, see you this day?
That would be fine.
All right.
I welcome that.
Okay. Does anyone else have any items of discussion? Nope. Hearing none. Up next, we will move into new business. There is one item upon consideration to approve the agreement with Serpentini Auto Group to donate a sum of $75,000 over a five-year period, $15,000 per year to the Chippewa Facility Fund for naming rights of the Serpentini Stadium at Memorial Park and the Chippewa Softball Scoreboard for an agreement attached hereto and incorporated herein. Mr. Osborne, good. Would you like to highlight something now or have discussion after somebody
discussion
makes a motion?
After.
Motion. Okay. Is there a motion? I'll say that.
So moved.
Finn makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion?
No, we Serpentini Audi Group sponsored the Serpentini Fieldhouse at a time when we were just getting started with our facility funding and putting artificial surface down out at the stadium. They've been a good partner with us, and when we approached them and had discussions moving forward, they've been willing to be a partner and help us in our facilities and moving forward with our program. And just happy that somebody is willing to, you know, to donate to our kids and our abilities. We have not had a lot of that happening. We don't have a lot of business in the area to take place, so it's been a very welcome addition and a good partnership.
Will this donation go into, or sponsorship go into that fund for, like, let's say the track, towards track surfacing?
No, it will not. So, but if I may, so this will not impact our general fund set aside into this, the athletic facility.
Okay.
So it's strictly being a donation to the athletics of our district, and the expenditures will come out of that same fund.
Just make sure I'm clear, because I'm at Kyle. Just make sure if you're asking me if we would go to fix the track, we could use some of that money from that fund, you know, that track.
I didn't know if, I guess this donation itself would be directly into, like, that fund. It would go to an athletic fund that's
right. That could be used if we would have to do something with the tractor. If there's money in that fund, we could use that money towards that repair and or replacement. Yes.
Okay.
Good. Anything else? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Yes.
Mr. Gullett?
Yes. Motion carries. I do not believe there are any executive session. All right. Hearing none. Motion. Next item is motion to adjourn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Any questions, comments, discussion?
Got out. No, we're good. Thank you.
Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullett?
Yes. I have time at 9:00.
Thank you.